From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says that Costa Rica's president will try to mediate an end to a political crisis in Honduras. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Just days after his failed attempt to return home, the ousted president of Honduras paid a visit to the State Department to meet with Secretary Clinton. She made clear that she doesn't want to see Manuel Zelaya try again to force his way back to power, and she said she's pleased that he's agreed to a new mediation effort.
I believe that is a better route for him to follow at this time than to attempt to return in the face of the implacable opposition of the de facto regime.
Clinton says the de facto rulers of Honduras have also agreed to let Costa Rica's president, Oscar Arias, mediate an end to this political crisis. Arias won a Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts to end political violence in Central America in the 1980s. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
In a ceremony attended by thousands at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, entertainer Michael Jackson was eulogized today in words and music. The late entertainer, who died last month at the age of 50, was celebrated by fellow entertainers, athletes, and celebrities. Actress Brooke Shields, a longtime friend, described her relationship with Jackson and how, in her view, it was often mischaracterized.
Whenever we were out together and there would be a picture taken, there would be a caption of some kind. And the caption usually said something like an odd couple or an unlikely pair. But to us, it was the most natural and easiest of friendships.
Singers Mariah Carey and Stevie Wonder also paid tribute to Jackson. Jackson's 11-year-old daughter, Paris Jackson, broke down as she described Jackson as the best father you can ever imagine. The administration today made some major moves toward improving the safety of the nation's food supply. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
Vice President Joseph Biden joined the heads of the Departments of Health and Human Services and the Department of Agriculture to talk about the changes. Biden estimated that one in four people get sick every year from contaminated food, an untenable situation.
You know, there are few responsibilities more basic or more important than for the government to making sure that our families in America eat food that is not contaminated, that's safe.
Biden announced that HHS and the USDA are now developing new safety standards for eggs, poultry, beef, and some produce, and increasing inspections of food processing facilities. The initiatives are planned to coordinate with legislation now making its way through Congress to give the Food and Drug Administration more money and power. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 161 points to close at 8,163. That was a decline of nearly 2%. The S&P 500 was down 17 points. This is NPR. As President Obama prepares to leave Russia, he is calling for both sides to, as he put it, move beyond Cold War thinking and try and achieve common goals. The president told graduates of the new economics school today it's, quote, difficult to form a lasting partnership between adversaries. However, Mr. Obama also said it's in the interest of both countries to halt the spread of nuclear weapons. The president met with Russian leaders and also with opposition leaders, reporters, and environmentalists during his visit. Mr. Obama and his Russian counterpart, Dmitry Medvedev, have also agreed to work to negotiate a new nuclear arms deal that by year's end would slash the arsenals of both countries by a third. The District of Columbia now recognizes same-sex marriages performed in other states. The D.C. Council passed the bill in May, and today the deadline passed for the U.S. Congress to review the measure. NPR's Jack Sahora has more.
Congress has the final say over D.C. laws. It had 30 days to review the bill, and it elected instead to take no action. D.C. Council member Jim Graham, who is openly gay and a supporter of gay marriage in the district, says this is a huge victory for his constituents.
If I'm legally married in Connecticut, and for some reason I might want to move to the District of Columbia, of course I want to know whether my marriage is valid in D.C.
Graham says the next step is to pass a bill this year that would allow gay marriages to take place in the city.
We have a council that is overwhelmingly supportive.
While this is true, today's new law came under heated attacks by councilmember and former mayor Marion Barry. Protests were also organized by black church leaders who oppose gay marriage. Jack Sahora, NPR News, Washington.
Crude oil prices fell $1.12 a barrel to settle at $62.93 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange today. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.